Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo! How you doing? My name is Laszlo. It's Slim Fast Snow Cone. This is the Church of Laszlo. Like we say, it's a bar. We belly up to it. You listen, interact with us via the text line, 913-586-7965. 913-586-7965. Correct?
Correct.
And if you want to follow us on any social media, engage that way during the show, you can do so. Just go to laszlo.church.
Anything interesting happened since we last saw?
No, I didn't even bet anything on Monday Night Football. It was a good game, though.
Yeah.
It was fun. I didn't bet anything.
I did. I lost money. Snowcone won something, though.
Yeah, I won a little bit.
Yeah, he's got a pretty smart gambling firm. We maybe should listen to him. You know, but I know that they also probably only talk about their wins. So
yeah.
It does seem like he wins a lot, though.
He does.
And he creates his own big, huge
parlay. Yeah, like a 14-leg parlay last night.
Yeah, I just need to click something that's already there. You guys, I told you Saudi Arabia was playing the United States.
0-0, you can bet it now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'll do, actually. I need to win some of that money back. I gave you your stuff. How was sports last night? You had to coach, didn't you?
Just practice football, that was it.
Okay. That's
no problem.
And did you say you're the defensive coordinator?
Line coach.
Okay.
I only coach the defensive line. Don't blame all that on me.
Okay. Because there was some sort of, I recall you telling me a story, maybe you told it on the air, about one of the coaches saying something about the defense one day, right? And you were taken, you took a little bit of offense to it, right?
Yeah, I do it all the time. Okay. Whenever they go, hey, we got to do this, I'm like, mind your own business, coach.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, you said you've got your own problems over there.
Yeah, your own problems wherever you're coaching, believe me. 56 to nothing. We don't need to be judging other people here, all right?
Right.
First thing we need to start with is realizing these kids are no good!
Okay, the 56 is bad, but so is the nothing. So I think we both need to go home and reflect, take some time to work
on our
this,
failures here.
Rethink our strategies.
It can't be literally all their fault.
Right. No, they're
it's
all
coaching
kids.
And players.
It's not like these it's other
everybody.
Kids started when they
we
were babies.
We are all bad.
Yeah.
We are all bad here.
But they
this
won this weekend, so that's
they
good.
Did.
And now
so
they've got
go.
Now they've got that
a little momentum. And a bye week, so that's good.
Oh, a bye week.
Yes, they got that bye week. They can ride that victory feeling for a little bit.
Now, you don't coach baseball anymore because your son's like in minor league ball, basically.
They both play
high level.
They have coaches that are better than I am.
Yeah. It's like for kids who continue to play ball and would like to try and continue to play ball as long as possible. Did you guys, since the last time I saw you, did either of you have any major mistakes, any major wrong life decisions? You think of anything that you did since I last saw you, you go, that was a terrible life decision. And how many terrible life decisions do you think you've made?
No. I don't. Well, maybe.
Over the course of your entire life. Or at least, let's just say adult life, how many do you think you've
Depends
made?
Depends on what, you know, there are no decisions, right?
Yeah.
There's no bad decisions, just decisions. Like last night, I had a chance maybe to do some 99 banana shots and
have some fun.
But, you know, I fell asleep on the couch and I didn't get a chance to do it, so I didn't do it. But is that a bad decision or a good decision? I don't know.
Well, this thing...
I don't know.
It doesn't get
There's no way to reflect on that, is there?
No, there's not. But also, it's, you know...
Some would say that was a good decision.
You got to learn from the bad decisions.
You fell asleep on the couch, you went to bed early?
Yep.
Other people would say, that was a very bad decision. You could have had fun last night.
You have to channel the... I guess you don't get hungover. But if you did, you could channel the hungover guy. Like, hey, just remember what he would be saying right now. It was a good decision, he thinks, that didn't happen last night.
Or you could channel the guy who had sex last night.
Right. Well, there's
like, that was fun.
Yeah. Are there people that say that was a bad decision. You know what? Sure, all the time. I mean, if it ruins their relationship or something like that, and they regret it, then yeah. But most of the time, it's
not guys
just,
I know,
because I would hope that you thought you could get away with it, or you wouldn't have done it in the first place. So a bad decision, I do know, is not supposed to be something as simple as like, oh, I should have eaten Taco Bell and instead I got Wendy's, you know, or vice versa, whatever. Like, man, I really regret my decision tonight. I thought this was what I was going to move for. It's not. Yeah, and that is, that's okay. That's something that, that's a small regret. Not something I hold on to, though, and think about down the road. They said the average American has made four wrong decisions or will make four wrong decisions throughout their adult lives. Now, I would have thought it's a lot more than that. Yeah.
Only four?
Before reading this, I would have said, I don't know, thousands, right?
Yeah.
So if we're saying four, then that means major screw-ups. Things that possibly led to, you know, legal troubles. Things like a divorce do count, and marriage do count, because those are obviously major life decisions. So my question is, if you get married, and that was a bad decision, or the wrong decision, and then you get divorced, shouldn't that kind of cancel
it
out?
Right. Yeah.
And then again, you learned from that, because you have that back there. Sure. Going forward in life, you'll know what to look out for, at least some more things
to look
out
for. Well, getting married and getting divorced, both can't be bad decisions.
Right. One of them.
That seems like an impossible. Someone would tell me that doesn't work in physics somehow.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They should cancel each other out.
Einstein or Asimov, somebody smarter than me, it has a theory for that.
Yes.
Where it says those two can't simultaneously be bad decisions.
I totally agree. And that's why I said that if you've been divorced, then you have to decide which one was the bad decision, getting married or getting divorced. I don't know a lot of people who said, man, I really regret getting divorced, but that doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
Mm-mm. Just gets better and better every day.
Some people do.
My divorce just gets stronger and stronger every day.
Remarried, you know, that's a thing. Boy, I wish I could bet on that, by the way, the odds of that for certain people. Just bet on the chances of them getting back together.
What do you think my chances are?
I mean,
of getting back together with my ex? What do you think my chances are?
It would be worth the $5 bet just because they'd have to pay in installments. There's no way the government even could come up with enough money to cover that $5 bet.
If you go to any one of those betting sites, me getting back with my ex is off the board.
It's just off. I think they'd take it off and like, no, forget it.
I'm going to say never.
You can't do it.
It's off the board.
I mean, it would have to be. Yeah, I just don't think that they would allow it because it's statistically
it's
zero.
Some games off the board.
It can't be zero. You guys were in 11 at one point.
Yes, but
theoretically, it's possible that can be rekindled.
Yes.
Well, I would say that yours would be off the board, too, because your wife is remarried.
Right.
And happy.
Right.
So that's maybe not off
allegedly
the board because of you, but off the board for her.
Right.
So I think they're both off the board.
Oh, for both of us, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, just in general, I don't think you or your ex ever thinks, man, we shouldn't have got divorced. You know what I mean? I can't imagine either one of you saying, like, oh, that was, you know what? Maybe we made the wrong decision. Maybe we shouldn't have gotten divorced.
No.
So you'd have to say that of those two decisions, then the getting married was possibly.
Well, I think we both would say I never should have gotten married.
A wrong decision. Right. But, I mean, you did learn from it, so you never know for sure. But if you had to pick one of those two, you'd say that was the wrong life decision. And that would count towards your, I guess, four. That's the four major wrong life decisions people make in their lives, apparently. And I don't know what else would count as a major.
What about not getting married?
Right, not getting
married.
You should
have married someone earlier or later or whatever. You're like, oh, man, I missed that.
You missed out. Yeah, there's decisions like that. Having kids, not having kids.
You don't ever know the answer to those.
Right.
On the non-decision ones, that's impossible.
What if you'd never gotten married? You might still be sitting here thinking, God, I can't believe I should have gotten married. I should have done that. Why didn't I do it? Because all I know is not being married, and maybe I made the wrong decision. And also, getting married led to having kids, which was the greatest thing, I assume you'd say, that's ever happened to you.
Two separate decisions, though.
Sure.
Having kids is a separate decision.
I agree. But the getting married did probably lead to that. Not that you couldn't have kids
going on.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. But just saying, you know, you could put those in there too if we're saying these things cancel each other out. So what else would count as a major wrong decision? I would think big purchases like a house or something. If you, I don't know, maybe if you don't pay your bills and it gets foreclosed or if you screw up at work and you get fired. If you get fired from a job you've had for a while and it's something you know you did that was dumb, I think that should count as a major wrong decision that you made for life. I don't know exactly what that decision would be, but you did something, right? It says, according to this research, the average American estimates that they've made four wrong major decisions in their life, and 31% say they've made more than that. 71% say they wish they had gotten more guidance when it comes to large decisions in life, which I do think about that a lot because I hear things that you talk to your sons about. or right. even you know, you telling me things that you've talked to them about. And I didn't have most of those talks with my parents.
Right.
I don't know how much that would have helped. Maybe if it's coming from your parents, a lot of it is, okay, whatever.
Yeah,
you know, it's
sure.
coming from my dad. And maybe I did have those talks, and that's just it. I'm forgetting them because in my mind at the time, I was like, ah, just ignore this. He has no idea what life is like now. You know, things are so different. They can't possibly understand what it's like to be 15 or 14 or whatever.
Right.
And so maybe I just didn't pay attention. But I don't think we had a lot of those conversations. I know that I wasn't comfortable talking to them about some of those things. And I always thought if I had kids, that would be a tough one because you want to ride a fine line of you want to give them advice, but you don't want to be preaching at them all the time. Right? I would think.
Yeah. I mean, and you don't want them to take – you don't want to give them advice on so many things that then none of
chances.
It matters.
Yeah. And trying to tell them something like, hey, this is one thing you really should try to avoid because I really screwed up by doing this. I'm worried that it's like reverse psychology.
If you give advice just for parent-wise, you also have to be able to be like, man, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not good at that.
Just saying
I made bad
general.
Decisions
yep.
with that.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, if you know, this is what I can tell you to do in relationships. I haven't always done it. Be honest, right?
Yep.
Try to do the right thing, but, you know, you're looking at the wrong guy if you're looking, right? Like, I'm not great at that. There's other things I can tell you.
And that adds credibility to you.
Right. And they're like, okay, you know what? This is what Dad said.
Yep.
Because otherwise, said, be honest, try to do the right thing, you know. Make sure you're happy first, you know. But, you know, he also said, I don't know. I can't tell you what to do because I know in your situation right now, I would clearly do the wrong thing.
Right.
And I'm still doing the wrong thing.
And you have to learn from doing the wrong thing.
Grown-ass man.
Yes, exactly.
I'm still like, that's the wrong thing.
Yep.
But I'm going to do it. So, man, don't listen to me when it comes to that.
Yeah, like, obviously the ones that come to mind are drugs or getting pregnant,
mm-hmm.
right? Those are the two big ones that I'm sure most parents are like, all right, how do I deal with this? How do I let them know? But as soon as you say don't do it, then it's okay, you know.
Well, I don't tell them don't do it.
Yeah.
I tell them if you have goals, like real goals, and you're in high school, you're about to go to high school or whatever, you can achieve any of those goals. You can achieve, you can get a 4.0. I know you can. There's only two things that will slow you down. That's girls and booze and drugs. Those are the things. And it's not because, and I tell them, it's not because those are bad.
Yeah,
they're not necessarily bad. They're really not. They don't come bad. The problem is both of them demand your time.
Yes.
And energy.
Yes.
And so when you start giving your time and energy to drugs and girls, less time goes to debate class or, you know, running for school president or trying to get that 4.0 to get whatever it is or football practice, whatever it is
yeah.
that you really have a goal for, you know. Those other things, they're not bad, and you can do them, but just know that the other stuff is going to suffer, and you're not going to get there. I guarantee you Peyton Manning wasn't running around in high school getting high on Friday nights,
no.
drinking in the fifth hour, skipping class, and not going to football practice.
No.
That's just not a thing. But no. you don't have to be Peyton Manning either.
And he might say, I wish I'd had a little more
right.
fun, but maybe
so
he doesn't. I don't know, but right. maybe he does. You know?
So there you go.
54% said that they turn to their friends and family for advice when making major decisions, but 40% said they just do their own research. So they don't trust friends and family. They
right.
go to the experts, I guess, on the internet. 28% seek out industry professionals,
yeah.
which I guess makes sense if you're going to buy a house, talk to a realtor.
Yeah, right.
Right? I mean, yeah,
sure,
there's just certain
sense.
Things. 26% will buy informational books and read them. 26%? I've never bought an informational book. That I can think of. Oh, you know what? I've a game
I
strategy
have.
Guide, a video game strategy guide, maybe. You have?
Yeah.
Like for what? At home improvement?
I think
or
when I started a record company, I bought
oh.
like legal books and, you know, just because you don't know, right? Like, how does it work? You know? And you know that you're kind of getting the basic of it in these books, but, you know, you might be able to glean something. Marketing. I read all those books.
Well, and you read, you know, when you did the stock market stuff, you were reading, and that's online.
Yeah.
But it seemed like you were watching a lot of videos and reading.
Sure.
You turned to the, I don't know, is Spongy Pants or whatever it is,
yeah,
professional?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, because he's making money on
sure.
it. Yeah. How's that going, by the way?
Not great right now, but we'll see. Well, I hodl.
Hey, I saw something good about it the other day on the subreddit. They were, they acted like, hey, look at how much money you, that was maybe if you sold
putting
some.
Putting some of that, money into my betting.
Oh, that's
I
right. That's right.
I'm
yeah.
a little bit
that's
more of an expert on
it.
I feel more comfortable there. I'm like, well, I did win a couple times.
The Church of Laszlo.
What's up?
How are you?
Good, you?
I'm good. Got a list that we can talk about here in a second.
Well, that's exciting.
People who are angry. Well, they're not angry.
Who'd you bet on for the soccer game?
I didn't. Well, if I'm being honest, I only have $6 left in my account now.
You can deposit more.
Well, I know I could, but
you should.
Sort of promise myself.
You're going to do it anyway.
I already hit my weekly limit as
well. Well, you're going to, and you can't win it back if you don't bet it.
Well, you bring up a lot of good points.
You're just putting off the inevitable. What good is that?
It's just that I had given myself a weekly limit.
Yeah, well, change it.
I've used it, but I have.
Would you like promise God or something?
Well, I mean, sort of. I promised myself, and God was listening, I'm sure. You know.
Yeah, but if you didn't promise him directly, then you're good.
Well, that's true.
I make a lot of promises to ourselves.
I didn't, like, pinky swear with him or anything.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Man, if I'm talking to myself and I know God's listening, I'm like, you know, I'm not going to do that again. But I didn't really, I didn't make a deal with him. We're just kind of saying it. I knew he was there, but, you know.
Well, do you think that having a weekly limit should be good? You know, if I'm losing it all?
A weekly limit of how much you want to win.
Well, the other thing that's a little concerning is that I never...
Scared money doesn't make money.
I never set
scared
up...
Scared money doesn't make money.
I never set
scared up... Scared money doesn't make money.
I got you.
Greed is good.
Back, but
yeah.
I didn't ever even hook up my banks. I don't have a way to deposit the money out of the account.
Yeah,
only to bring it in.
Sure you do.
I mean, I know that it's possible, but I never even set it up. That's how.
Yeah.
That's how I feel like that's a bad sign.
It's a bad sign. You haven't won enough.
Have you deposited any of your money for any of these things since?
Because I've won enough.
You did. You deposited
it back
any
in my
Venmo.
I have.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh crap! I'm the only one. All right. Well, I'll bet on the soccer game right now, I guess. Halftime. Is it halftime over there? Can you see?
It's almost over.
I want to bet. Oh, it looks like that one's okay. I wondered why I couldn't see that one on here. Well, then I'm going to have to bet on somebody else. Switzerland, Czech Republic?
Yeah, sure.
What do you think?
Swiss don't seem very athletic to me.
They're up 2-1 over the Czechs, but it's halftime. What do you think?
Czechs is a small country. You don't have a lot of people to choose from.
Yeah. I don't know what the population is, and I don't know what the population of Switzerland is either.
It
could be, yeah. Look that up. Maybe they're close. I don't know. I think Switzerland's a little bit bigger. Things that people turn into their entire personality, annoyingly so.
Oh.
And you know, it bothers people. They're secretly, I guess, or maybe not so secretly, annoyed about you.
I mean, we know the obvious ones that everybody always complains about.
Yeah, there's like at least the two big ones that come
vegans
to mind immediately. Well, there's that. Yeah,
I got everybody like
about
right.
that one.
Okay, and Switzerland has 8.6 million. Czech Republic has 10.7.
Go with the Czechs.
Okay, go with the Czechs just because there's more
the
people to choose from. Hey, real quick, I did see this, Laszlo. These are things, and I know. You've got your extra nice toilet, so maybe it doesn't count for this list thing or this article, because it's talking about things that people flush that you are absolutely never supposed to flush down the toilet. And I was just looking through here to see, you know, I assumed it would be like flushable wipes, things like that. I was looking for condoms. I was checking on that. Condoms is one of those that I know you shouldn't flush that down the toilet. It's not going to dissolve when it gets into the system, right? But what else do you do? You wrap it up in tissue, and then you hide it somewhere?
Toilet paper trash can.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that. That one time, I told you this story.
I don't even know what those things are, to be honest with you.
Well, they don't go away on their own, I'll tell you that. And last time, I put one in a trash can.
Your dog got it?
It was in high school. My friend's mom's dog got it out of the trash can. Mm. We were out of town, and she called. She's like, well, one of you had sex over here because the dog brought a condom up on the couch. And I was like, oh, no. And I had buried it. I'd wrapped it up and buried it in the trash can, but, you know, the dogs... Thinking since that stuff, you're never supposed to flush any wipes, even if they say flushable wipes. I know, I've heard
that.
You don't believe that?
No.
Doesn't it say on there flushable wipes, and somewhere it also says don't flush? I know, or at least some of them. I've seen those pictures people have posted before. These are, you know, supposed to be things that are seemingly flushable, which is why I guess they don't put condoms on there. Food, never flush food down the toilet. I would think it's no different than pooping down the toilet, right?
Yeah, what's the difference?
I don't really understand. It says that it's a practice to be avoided. It says...
I don't know why you would do
because
it.
Because poo is already digested. It's softer and more malleable.
Than what? Green beans?
They use the example of moldy lasagna. Chunk of moldy lasagna.
Yeah, but green beans should be fine.
I would think...
No, pick the food.
Pick the food. Mashed potatoes, you can't tell me, aren't fine.
Right.
That's definitely fine. Also, I've never had the urge, though, to flush food down the toilet.
No. I mean, since we did Will It Flush in the early 2000s.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it's if you don't have a garbage disposal. Is that what it is? Then you.
I just throw it outside.
Yeah, so do I. Was that what you do with your grease? Because that's on here. They said don't put your grease down the toilet. Do you take it outside and just pour it out?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do. I go behind my garage and just pour it back where
the
animals can't get
deck.
To it. And I know my neighbors.
Why wouldn't I just pour it off the deck?
Well, I just put, because my dogs will go down there and lick wherever you poured it.
Oh, grease?
They can smell it. Yeah, oh, yeah. And so they'll go after it. So I have to put it behind the garage where they can't get to it because I don't want them over there obsessed with that area. Cotton balls, cotton
I would
swabs.
Just put it down the sink. I grew up just putting it down the sink and everything was fine.
Oh,
but
you did?
Somehow, yeah, my mom still puts it down the sink.
That's
not
like
a problem.
One of those things, maybe like what we talked about yesterday, where I've heard that my whole life and I just totally believe that it's absolutely going to destroy my plumbing.
My mom does it all the time. And even when she was staying at my house, like I had to tell her don't do it because it's never been a problem for her. For whatever reason, if you pour grease down my sink, it will clog within a month. Without a doubt, I got to call someone in and have them do it. Just a pain in the ass.
Okay. Well, I also,
my guy told me because there's a turn where my sink sits and to where it has to go out.
To get to the street.
Right. And there's some sort of turn in it. And if you put grease in it, it gets clogged up there and it's done.
It's like
cholesterol. Apparently my mother's just had a straight one.
Okay.
Right?
And that's why it was
straight out to the street.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. I fry stuff too, so that's way too much. I guess I know I can't, but I do feel like I would wiping stuff out with paper towels and soaking it up with paper towels and throwing them all in the trash. It just seems annoying. They should figure out a way to get rid of that. I don't know. I guess they have. It's called the trash can. Cotton balls, cotton swabs. Okay, I don't really use those. Do you?
Me neither.
Sand. You're not supposed to put kitty litter, which is why they bring up sand.
I did that
I think,
once.
Down the. Shouldn't they make some that's flushable? Like if it's
I did it once, and I was like, oh, man, it was a mess.
I've definitely done it. I did not know that was a no-no, that you're not allowed to do that. Snow cone, you ever flush kitty litter down?
Nope.
Like if your cat poops on the floor, though, if your animal ever poops on the floor, you just put that down the toilet, right? Just throw it down.
Well, my cat doesn't. If my cat won't poop on the floor.
Okay, mine's definitely
mine will. If there's poop on the floor, it's like outside the litter box, like he tried to clean.
Oh, that, yeah. That's,
and it gets kicked out, so I just pick it up and throw it back in there.
Me too, that's exactly what I do.
Just this thing gets clean once a week.
Basketball with it.
Don't, don't get smart over there. I swear to God, I'll lock you out somewhere.
Plus,
I know you're getting old. You don't go outside anymore. It's really starting to be a pain in the ass.
Oh, he doesn't?
You used to just poop outside.
That's so annoying.
No, he just stands by the door and looks outside. You come home, he's sitting in a window looking out.
And
or
now
standing
the litter
up
box
like a dog.
Gets full.
But, yeah.
That is the worst. You go from having a litter box that needs to be cleaned once a month.
If that.
Because they never use it, to just being inside all the time. You have to clean it every day. So no cooking. Well, that was next one. Then medicine. You're never supposed to flush medicine down the toilet. I know that. Because apparently it gets into our water, and even when they treat it, they're finding trace amounts of... What do they always say they find in our water?
Like, no matter what, like if you use cough medicine or whatever, you rinse out the thing and put it down
there.
That's
true. So I think you're talking about pouring old prescriptions down the toilet.
Oh, I see. I thought you were talking about like NyQuil and stuff. Well, it would have the same effect then, wouldn't it?
I don't know. Yeah, but it seems like they're talking about throwing your old... prescription pills down the toilet, or if the cops are, you know, knocking at the door. In that case, I think it's worth risking the water supply. Uh-huh. If someone's banging on the door and they're saying, police, we're here to look at your medicine cabinet, I would go ahead and pour that stuff down the street or down the toilet.
The Church of Laszlo.
All right, a question on the text line from our friend D, listening in Fort Worth, Texas. We love you, D. Question for Laszlo and the group. If a married woman hits on you, do you call her out on being married, or do you go with it? A friend of mine was recently called out because she had a wedding ring tan line. She is still married, but it was a big turnoff for her. So, are you guys, would you have sex with a married woman, or would you decline the offer because she's married?
I mean, are you asking me?
Yeah.
I'm not declining. There's a fear. It's funny, we were just talking about this off the air, but... Sure. I did encounter one time where a woman said that she was getting divorced and that her husband might be home. She wasn't sure if he was there or not. She kept asking me to come over to the house. And I was nervous, but only because I was nervous of getting beat up, not nervous about being a bad person.
Okay.
So that was
the only
thing that
stopped me.
Well,
that could still be a reason, some ramifications of the husband.
If I'm scared of the husband, then yes. But
what if you don't know him?
Well,
I'm guessing this made it look like that she, you know, he didn't know her.
Right. Right.
Because he only recognized the tan line, so...
I could see myself getting online to try and, like, look them up on Facebook.
Well, you're at a bar or something?
You know, maybe... I don't know. If I'm trying to decide whether or not we're going
to
sleep
together... You would look to see if you're going to get your ass kicked.
I don't know.
My God, what a horrible life you live.
That's my life, man.
I know, man. I know. Look, you got some bonuses. You're tall, you're good-looking, you're funny, but my God... Just every time you think you're just going to get your ass kicked for nothing.
And I would... I absolutely would. There's no one I can beat up. So it's more of like, does this person look confrontational? You know, look like the kind of person.
So that's what you would check before you said yes. So if there's a girl at a bar and she's hitting on you and you notice she's got a wedding ring on, you start asking for, you start trying to look up Facebook things to see if her husband could kick your ass.
I would ask if she's married and be like, so what's with the ring? You married or are you, do you do that, you know, like they do in the movies, they say, to keep guys from hitting on you? Because if we're already talking, it seems like she's into me.
Right.
But yeah, I would ask, like, what's with the ring, you know, or whatever. Do you live with your husband? Do you, you know, are you guys split up? Yeah, I'd be curious about that, but I'm probably going to try and find a way to talk myself into it. 9 times out of 10. And then if I'm drunk, then yes, 100% of the time. For sure.
Snow cone?
Sleep with a married woman?
Yeah.
And we're assuming here that you're attracted to this woman, so...
Of course. That's the only thing that's stopping you as a marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so. I'm trying to think.
You're not the bad person for doing that. The person who's doing the cheating is
not
doing the cheating. Right. You're not the married person, so I've never thought that was a bad thing to do.
Yeah, I don't know.
Really? Yeah, you're having like a moral thing, or just, are you worried about the husband like me?
Well, just not worried about getting beat up, but just worried about getting roped into this drama and, you know.
How would you get roped in, though? Once you're done, when you leave, like, what, are they going to start calling you? Or?
That would be it. But if, you know, like, I'd be worried that there would be some kind of drama, you know, after it.
What kind of a scenario could lead to drama? Like, what do you mean drama? That they're actually coming over your house?
He finds out a week later, and you haven't talked to her for a week, but he finds out, you know, a week later. Now she's calling, and he's calling, and...
So you're kind of scared of that, but kind of the same thing,
well, yeah,
right?
But it's not necessarily getting beat up. It's just, you know, having to deal with it.
Well, I've just blocked their numbers. I mean,
yeah, I don't have to... No.
That's that, so...
My answer is that I'm not a chance. Now, not my issue.
I know your answer.
Not my issue.
It's not my issue.
I'm not sort of morality clause?
Yeah, no.
Like, I mean, of all the things that I've done that are immoral, that's on the list of things that are only immoral because Jesus said so.
Yeah.
Not me.
Right.
Not society. It's not illegal.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
It's just some sort of morality clause that God said we couldn't do. Well, God says I can't do a lot of things.
Yeah, that's...
And I do them all the time. So, not my issue.
Yeah, that's... what is it? Thou shalt not sleep with your neighbor's wife or something. Or maybe you don't steal from here. I don't remember. Maybe you give to your neighbor and steal from the poor. I don't exactly remember what it is, but there's something about not
sleeping from the poor.
Coveting your neighbor's wife or your buddy's wife or something, right? You can't. I mean, isn't that a thing?
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. That's the only issue. I do see people sometimes, or I've heard people say, oh, well, why did this person do that? Why were they wrecking this marriage? And I thought, they weren't wrecking the marriage. The married person was wrecking the marriage. The person who was sleeping with the married person was just having sex. I don't ever blame
them. The only time you become a homewrecker, male or female, is when you sleep with someone and then start telling them, I'm going to tell your husband. Tell your wife. I'm not doing that either.
Right. That's bad.
I'm telling you right now, if I sleep with your husband, called me and said, you sleep with my wife, my answer is no.
Right.
And she's like, well, she admitted to it. I'm like, well, whatever, man. She's trying to get you jealous or angry or something. Never happened.
Or sleep with
literally never happened.
Your buddy's wife.
I promise never happened.
Right.
It's never happened. That never happened.
And a buddy's wife would be off limits, obviously.
A buddy's wife.
Yeah, like a friend. A friend's wife, you know, someone that you're somewhat close to. Yeah, you know.
I could find a situation where that would happen.
Well, for me, I could see it happening if there had been, like, flirting that seemed to be going on for a while. Yeah. It starts to wear me down, and I start to build up this romance in my head.
A couple drinks.
Yeah, I start to fantasize about this person.
Yeah,
and then suddenly
couple drinks, there it is. Like,
and then I'm telling myself, like, I'm not close with that guy, really.
Right.
You know, who cares? And
it's
my
business.
She's unhappy.
They could be... They could talk about it when they're together.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe it's a thing they want. I don't know. Look, I'm just a pawn in this game. I don't know. Their thing is their thing. Yeah, whatever.
Have you ever been in a woman's house when a guy came home?
No.
I was once.
Never happened.
Snow cone?
No, not that I know of.
Never happened.
He's been in the back of a bar when I walked in. But
yeah, that's true.
That
was a guy walking in. It's not the husband.
It just wasn't your house.
Yeah. Just your boss.
It's another bar you lived in.
You had a sleeping bag back there. Oh, man.
It's okay. We can
TV
do it here.
Then.
I have a cot here.
Yeah.
It was basically my house. I know it's a storeroom, but...
What happened with me was I didn't know that the girl was
The only
was
person
married.
Who would not come back here is... hello, Laszlo.
Put his pants down.
Like, my God, man. Put your pants on.
I went home with a girl from the bar one time, and she didn't say anything about being married. I didn't know that she was married. And when we got to the house, it was a nice house. She drove me there. And when we got there, we went down into the basement. It was like a finished basement. There's a bedroom down there. And we had sex. And I think we had just about wrapped things up. And then I heard noises upstairs. Someone was home. And I was like, who is that? And she's like, it's my husband. I was like, what?
Oh.
I was panicked. I mean, I almost crapped myself. I was like, what do you mean?
It's just war machine.
It's okay. He knows. We have an open relationship. Yeah. It's fine.
Perfect.
You don't have to see him.
Great.
He knows that I went out tonight. He's not going to come down here.
Yeah, so she said.
I was like, oh, my God. Exactly. I'm like,
bring
please
him down.
Get me out of here. Bring him down. Lazlo's like,
let's
bring
party.
Him down. Let's fight.
Oh, no, let's party. I don't want to fight.
You
want to
watch? You want to watch?
Yeah.
Buddy? You want to see what I just did?
Yeah, you do it. I'll do it. Who knows? This is a whole new opportunity for me to explore that I've never done before. So, come on.
I don't think it's, honestly, all joking aside, I don't think it's bad advice, per se, to tell someone that you can sleep with a married person if they are the ones wanting to sleep with you. I mean,
I don't think you have to give advice. It's not one way or the other.
Just
make
your
decision.
They're asking, like, hey, you know, what do you think? It's like, yeah.
Whatever.
I think you're fine.
Here's the thing. If it makes you feel guilty for whatever reason, then don't do it.
That's true.
Then don't do it. That, you know, you got your own moral compass, right?
Yeah.
So if you're like, oh, she's married, it would make me feel bad. I feel like I was wrecking it. Whatever. If it makes you feel bad, then don't do it.
Yeah. But
if it makes you feel bad, if you try it once, you're like, I don't know if I'll feel bad or not. But then afterwards, you went home and you felt guilty. Then there's one way to cure guilt. Don't do it again.
Just know
doesn't
that
you mean you don't have to tell people.
Right. But you will regret not doing it. Because the only time I didn't do it was when she's, you know, she was saying that he might be at home, he might not. And I got scared. And I still think about that woman, you know, somewhat. Frequently.
I remember having a mentor and someone I looked up to, and you know, in my 20s, I cheated on a girlfriend I was pretty serious with at the time, and I went to him. I said, "Man, I feel horrible about it. Like I cheated on my girlfriend with this other girl," and he was like, "Oh, you cheated on her with your old girlfriend?" I was like, "Yeah, you know, I just feel bad about it. I got to tell her. Like
no.
I got to break up and tell her." And he goes, "Well, why would you have to do that?"
Right.
And I'm like, "Well, what do you mean? Like I got to get this right?" And he's like,
"No."
The way to deal with guilt is to never do that again.
And it's your
it
guilt.
It doesn't mean you have to run in and just say, I'm sorry for everything I've ever done. Like, wipe that from your mind.
Yeah.
You did something. You made a mistake. You feel guilty about it. Don't do it again. Now you know. If you would have done it and you didn't feel guilty about it, I tell you, do it again.
Yes.
That's it. But you felt guilty about it. You knew it was wrong. So don't do it again.
Yeah, don't bring
and
me into
like,
it.
I was like, oh, okay. That's
why make
fair.
Them feel bad? You screwed up. Now you're going to make them feel awful, too? That is your burden to carry around. You're the one who screwed up if you regret it.
As long as you're not doing it again.
Right, just don't keep doing it.
I mean, his point was, if you're going to do it again, then you need to break up
then
with that girl
up.
And
yes.
sleep with that other girl again because she's more important to you.
That's one that people will
disagree
with.
If you feel guilty, you already know where you're at.
Yep. You wish you hadn't done it? So, don't do it again.
Right.
And even if it's a year from now you do it again, then just end it.
Yep.
Because now you're hiding multiple things.
Now you know.
Just forget about it.
But now you know. Don't do it again.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
You don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo, doom scroll.
Yo. All right, Russia. Thousands are still trying to get out of Russia. Last night, Snowcone, I know you're on Reddit a lot. Did you see the video of the guy shooting the commander at that recruitment? I mean, the video is, it's kind of tough to see what's going on. I watched it over and over and over to try and see who he was shooting at and whether or not he was
getting up there.
Yeah. But so was there a guy standing up there with him? I mean, well, I know there was. Is that the guy he shot?
That's as far as I could tell.
I did read a story that said that guy died, but that was like a recruiting center and that guy was in charge of that recruitment center or whatever.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they're bringing in every able-bodied man of a certain age right now. And this place had, I don't know, how many people would you say ran out of there? 10, 12,
10
something like that.
Or so, yeah.
And this guy pulls out a gun. It's like, it seems like they had just given him this weapon, and then he starts shooting. Like, I'm not doing this.
It was a recruitment center. We need to send snow cone.
Right.
Oh, God.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Not again.
He can do this. You're able-bodied.
I know.
The right age. The other video was the video.
Now, what a fiasco that turned out to be in the long run.
That whole
just sending
drama.
Snow cone there, and then all the drama that played out over the course of the years.
It was crazy.
That guy accused you of not being a vet.
He accused me of not being a vet, wanted to see my DD-214 or whatever. And you know me, I don't wear, I don't have it. I'm not the guy who has a license plate that says vet or whatever.
You only talk about it because I make you.
Right. It's just, it's not my thing. Like, that doesn't mean, it doesn't mean anything when it, The only guy that I've really had a good talk about being a vet with was the guy who was like, don't salute me. Remember?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
that.
And
him, and at the end of it, I was like, thank you for your service. He was like, F you. Yeah, and we laughed about it.
I like that.
Me and that guy.
Rory Manning.
Yeah. Wow, good memory, yeah.
Me and that guy felt the same a lot. We should find that interview. Do we have it?
We do.
Maybe we can do that on Best Of on Friday. But when just to turn out that he accused me of it, people were saying that I was never a veteran, and then we find out that he was lying about his service the whole time.
Yeah, it was.
That was crazy.
Why would you draw attention? The news got involved.
The news started like.
Well, the news started seeing my Facebook, and then they saw him accusing me of it. Yeah. And I, like,
didn't someone else speak up and say, I don't think this guy, he's saying he was part of this, and I was part of that, and he wasn't? Because they saw him shine, or he was polishing his medals or something.
People started doing it, and then people on my Facebook, it just. Randomly, people that I served with, that I'm friends with on Facebook, were like, "Man, he was there."
I'm barking up the wrong tree.
I saw him, right?
And then
may have gotten in a lot of trouble, but he was there during the war for 2 years. I lived with him.
Yeah, sorry, Rory Fanning, by the way.
Rory Fanning. Okay, that was close. You were very close.
I was close.
Very, very close.
And then for that to come out, and then the news come out, and someone from the news texted me on my phone, like they went to get my phone, like, "You're gonna want to watch the news tonight. We followed you arguing with that guy, and you were gonna be surprised at what you find out." I was like,
it was shocking.
My God.
It was shocking.
You were lying?
I mean, just why do people do that? That happens. You hear these stories where someone... just in general, why bring attention and accuse someone of something and get yourself out there?
Why accuse me of lying about it when you know in your head you're lying about it?
Like, it's one thing to dress up and do the stolen valor, but then to accuse someone else.
Yes,
right now you're doing
it. Start a fight, right? Where now I'm going to look into you, possibly.
Right,
you
know? Or just because it's such projection.
Yes,
it's so crazy.
It is. It's really crazy.
And it's like that. I don't understand the human mind. Like, that. The one thing I would stay away from if I'm arguing with someone is who lied about their service. If I was lying about my service, that wouldn't be it.
Right, yes.
I'd stay away from that argument.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that way when they were like, hey, you lied about it, I'm like, no, I didn't.
Yes.
Right? No.
Absolutely. I agree. I will say, though, when you turn 65, I've already decided for your birthday. I just tried to figure out what age. I think at 65, I want to find you one of those black hats that says, you know, Desert Storm.
I have one.
Veteran. Oh, you do?
I do.
Oh. Well, I feel like, you know, once
it's
you get to a certain age,
now
the Vietnam guys
just last week, I wore a Navy sweatshirt.
Yeah. No, I know you've got that stuff. Yeah. But I do think at a certain point, I would like to see you go out on the weekends at least and wear that Desert Storm veteran.
Yeah, you want me to put, I'll wear it tomorrow.
Because when we were kids, it was all World War II, right?
Right.
And now it's all Vietnam.
I'll
and
wear
they're like
that
the same
Desert
age
Storm.
As World War II guys were when we were kids. It's crazy.
I'll wear it tomorrow if I can find it.
I would like to see that. In another video that I saw on Reddit.
My dad got it for me.
Speaking of Russia. Yeah, because he had a Vietnam one, I'm sure.
Yeah, I would never wear it, but yeah, he had one.
Another
video. But he was just like me. He never talked about it. Never talked about it.
Well,
then when he got old.
Where you got
when
it
he got old, all of a sudden, like at 65, you're right. He was like, no, I was there.
Yeah.
Became like a sense of pride.
Talking about it, making
when I was
it real,
a kid,
maybe.
It never was.
Yeah, not wanting to relive those memories or just try to, you know, push it down. Yeah, hopefully, maybe at a certain age, like, you know what, I can talk to people about this, and it is something that I experienced.
Yeah.
Another video that was going around last night, I don't know if it's real or not, because the one of the guys shooting at the recruitment center, I've seen all the major networks and outlets covering that. The other one was the woman who's supposedly in charge of, I don't know, how many Russian guys were in that barrack there? It looked like a barrack. And she's, they're
no
new
idea.
Recruits, and she's giving them instructions. And she says, look, you know, again, according to the translation that they had on the video, which how do I know if this is even what she's saying? But according to them, she was saying things like, you know, all you're going to get, the only equipment you're going to get is a uniform and, you know, a gun, maybe like a used gun. I can't remember exactly what the story was with that, but you're not going to get other things. We don't have tourniquets. Here's how you go get tourniquets. Go home and steal from a first aid kit. Go find this and use this as a tourniquet. She says you also need to ask your wives, your mothers, your girlfriends for feminine products. You want tampons and you want cheap ones. She goes, get pads and tampons.
I didn't say this at all.
Yeah, she's like, the pads we will use to, you know, stop bleeding, and the tampons, according to translation, she says, you will stick in the bullet wound. And she's like, and when you put it in there, it will expand and it will stop the bleeding.
Oh my God.
Like, so just get those because we're going to need those. And all of this stuff basically absolute worst recruitment ever, because it just sounds like we're going in there and you're about to
this
get
is
shot.
A suicide
right.
mission.
Yes, this is, it made it sound like a suicide mission. And I don't know if someone has seen somewhere where that's been verified, I'd be curious. But anyway, plenty of people I'm sure online have been seeing that. And, or even before that, they're just like, I don't want to go fight this war. And they're trying to get the hell out.
This morning, tens of thousands fleeing Russia, desperate to avoid being drafted into Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine. Here, you can see the massive line of cars.
This line goes on for miles.
As Russians, many fighting-age men, try to cross into neighboring Georgia. More than 100,000 have crossed through here in the last week.
100,000?
Of some waiting for over 2 days to get across. Andrei fled from his home in St. Petersburg into nearby Finland. He says, I don't want to fight for Putin. I don't want to die young.
So I think I mentioned yesterday that Zelensky had said, hey, Russians, when you get over here, just surrender immediately. Mm-hmm. We'll tell Russia.
That's some that Kim Jong-un stuff, man.
But I was reading something
last night
about that.
Come over here. We'll make you a hero. You don't have to You don't have to fight for Biden. Right. I mean, that's what he does. You don't have to fight for Trump. That, right. I mean, those messages are in the DMZ all the time.
So
they didn't offer me that.
No.
No, when I was over there, they were like, come be Saddam's friend. That wasn't like, I was like, oh,
maybe he's hanging with his kids.
There was some woman, Baghdad Betty, who was supposed to be broadcasting on the radio, but I never heard her, so.
That sounds really familiar. Maybe you've just told me about Baghdad.
I think Baghdad Betty was like the same thing. Like, you know, you don't have to fight for these people. Okay. You can come over here.
Well,
I'm like, well, it's going to be really hard to leave. I'm in the ocean.
Right.
And you set it on fire, so I can't swim through it.
Set it on fire.
It's on fire. Crazy. Like, I'm literally on a boat surrounded by fire.
That's
so
crazy.
For me to be able to swim to you, Baghdad Betty, is going to be...
It's going
to
be difficult.
Damn near impossible. So whatever, I'll just stay here.
Well, what people were saying about Zelensky is that it's good that he's offering this, potentially, and saying, hey, you know, just come here. We'll treat you decently with respect, and we will just say that we captured you. But they said that could lead to a problem because he said this publicly, and a lot of guys might just go right over there and do it. There's a chance that, because apparently this has happened before in the past. This happened like when Stalin was in charge. And if they found out that someone was a POW, what he would do, according to the thing I was reading last night, is he'd give them like 10 years in the gulags or something. We're just going to punish you because we're going to assume that you tried to defect or that you turned yourself in. Because they knew that that was an option. And once that became an option, it was like, well, if you got captured, then sorry, but we just got to assume that. Maybe you're
a traitor.
Traitor. And so, and, you know, everyone's saying, of course, that would be a big step for Putin to take, but would it? I don't know. He's hiding somewhere.
Why is that such a big step?
Right. It doesn't seem like that
also,
big of a step.
Also, why? Who cares?
What, to just lock people up?
Well, like, to you as a human being, like, you make that general decision. All right, you're not a Mother Russia guy, right? You're not Ivan Drago. So you're not like, I don't care about this. I don't want to fight in this. I don't want to die for Putin. I'm too young. Screw this. And Zelensky said, just come over here. We'll take care of you. We'll treat you like humans. We'll give you a bed. You stay in here. Whatever, right? You're a prisoner of war. We'll tell them that we captured you. Okay, then Putin says, yeah, but if we find out, then we're going to come kill you.
Well,
I was going to die going to war with you, trying to take this city anyway. So I'm just going to go with Zelensky.
Hope they
get
win.
Get this three cots, right, and hope America and everybody else stops you from coming and taking prisoners of war and killing us.
Yeah.
Preoccupied right now. I'm not sure you could be sending guys for special missions to kill all these
people. No. Right. It's when you come back. They're saying when the war is over,
back. But we didn't have to believe, if I'm that guy, I have to believe Russia's going to win. And I don't believe they're going to.
Yeah.
I don't believe the U.S. or any other country is going to allow them to win in such a decisive fashion that they then go get the prisoners of war. That's not going to happen.
This thing has been so crazy. A year ago, and I see this constantly in the news, but people talking about how before this war started, the level of respect that they had for Russia, especially their military and what that would look like, and then how it has just fallen beneath the floor because this was just the United States sending defense weapons to Ukraine, and they're already out of troops or out of equipment. They were buying stuff from North Korea.
Yeah,
that could be
themselves.
Propaganda that we're getting too.
I remember telling my commanding officer when we started to go over there, I was like, you know, I was thinking, what is a conscientious objector? Can you explain that to me? I'm interested in that. I'd like. I think maybe I'm a conscientious objector. And he was like, shut up. That was it. Like, shut up. No, you're not. I'm like, no, seriously. Like, I think I am. He's like, I'm telling you, shut up and go to work. I'm like, All right, I'm fine.
Gave it a shot. I heard that somewhere.
I am a conscientious objector.
It could work.
Seems right.
We're out of time. All right, we'll take a break. Come back, finish doom scrolling. I got to talk to you about Skittles, fentanyl Skittles, and the hurricane.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
We're going to finish doom scrolling coming up.
All right. Exciting stuff?
Yeah, very exciting stuff. And some worrying stuff as well. Hey, I do have something sports related I want to talk about real quick, though. The Aaron Judge situation.
Yeah? Why is there a situation?
So fans were booing because the Blue Jays walked.
They walked him.
Aaron Judge. But I don't understand... why people are upset if the team that's walking them wants, like, has a reason to win. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, isn't that? And I think they kind of talk about it here. I've got some audio from it, but I understand you want to see it.
Judge is intentionally walking. Now, you could get mad at the manager all you want, but he's playing for something. Now, if Alex Cora did this, you have a real reason to get angry, but he's trying to win this game to get into the playoffs. His mom kind of bemused and frustrated. Just think what you, back at home, and how frustrated you're feeling that you don't get a chance to see Judge. And then think that's her son, and she's watching every single at-bat, waiting for him to do something.
Yeah.
So
I get it, man.
I totally
get
that.
I think they're booing because they're there.
Yeah, they're there. And
like,
they were
they're like, hey, we want Aaron Judge to hit it this game, and you're walking them.
Yeah.
You know? Also, I get it. That team, it was the Blue Jays, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're battling for a playoff spot.
That's
they want to win games. Yes. So I think the announcers nailed it. If it's A.J. Hinch or Mike Matheny in the Royals and you walk him, then you know what? You're a coward. I don't like it.
Yeah.
There's nothing there. Throw to him. Now, I'm not saying groove him a fastball so he can hit it. Don't do that. Challenge him. But don't walk him because you don't really need to win that much. Let him play the game. Play it right.
Yeah.
That said, you know, if you're trying to win the game and the game matters to you, if you got to walk him, you got to walk him. I mean, look, I go back to thinking that they walked Barry Bonds several times with the bases loaded. It is better to give up this one run now than to give up four when he hits this idiot's fastball into the ocean.
Oblivion.
Right. And it's like, that's it. So
and
I
that's
get it.
By the way, people who don't know if they're he's about to tie Roger Maris, right? He's got 60 now.
Right?
So he wants to hit 61. I think that'll
tie 61 will tie Roger Maris.
Okay. So that's what they're wanting to see.
62 will break
run.
It. And if he hits 62. I think most people, I'm a baseball fan, and I don't care about steroids. I'm not one of those guys that says you need to not be in the Hall of Fame. But I do believe if he hits 62, that will be the home run record.
Oh, interesting.
I do believe that it will be the real home run record.
Okay. I mean, it's a whole other issue you start talking
it
about.
Is,
the,
but I believe
the
that
pitchers.
Will be the home run record. But he's already passed a point, I think it was yesterday, when Maris hit 61.
What do you mean?
So, long story short, I want to get too baseball geeky for you. We can call my friend Jeff Passan if we want to do that. That guy's brain when it comes to baseball is unbelievable and just a super smart guy. They added games to the season.
So Babe Ruth's
60 came at like 154.
Okay.
Roger Maris... So when really the truth is, when Roger Maris hit 60, when he hit 60 and didn't get to 61, there wasn't big fanfare about it because people just thought, oh, there's longer games. It doesn't really count.
Okay.
So there was no really huge deal. Think about this. Roger Maris, after the 154th game, I think, and he didn't beat Babe Ruth, took a day off.
Okay.
Right, because it was just like it's not the same amount of games. And then when he hit 61, it kind of became a little bit of a big deal, and people were like, but over the years, we remember that in our heads a lot bigger than what it was made out to be then. And now there's more games, right? But now we just say a season's a season. That's where we're at, and so that's why it's a big deal.
But they do put an asterisk next to that, right, when it takes more games to do something.
61, they said that was the argument. That's the movie, 61 with an asterisk. Yeah. Everybody should watch it because they wanted that there for sure.
Yeah.
Right. They wanted it. Right. It's a great movie.
Really good movie. Was that an HBO movie? Maybe it's just on HBO for a long time.
It was Billy Crystal.
They did like two great baseball movies somewhat close together.
Right. And
there was a Jackie
42.
Robinson movie. Okay, and 42, yeah.
42 and 61. I think 61 Billy Crystal did. Who I'm not a huge Billy Crystal fan, but he is a huge baseball fan, and
and his friend who passed away that used to be in those movies with him. I mean, that's all they talk
and
about.
And I love
baseball
so that's why.
Yeah. All right, I just wanted to get that out of
all the things, I will say, I usually don't praise my kids. They walked my oldest with the bases loaded one time.
Now that's awesome.
Yeah, and
that's
he was
a good
so
feeling.
Pissed. And I was like, no.
That's amazing.
I was like, man. And then one time with runners on base at the bottom, in the bottom of ninth, they walked him.
Yeah.
And I went over to the coach, and I walked by the coach. I said, that's my kid. And he said, and this was a different league than what he's playing in now, but he's like, he's the best player here by far. No way I'm pitching to him.
That's awesome.
I'm not pitching to him. And so he was really upset. I was like, yo,
That's a great feeling.
That doesn't happen to anybody. Yeah. Like, you may never make it any further. Like, he's got kids on his team who are much better than him now. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. I'm like, you know, you got to work to pass these kids, but nobody gets that, man.
Right.
Nobody gets
in the history
that. And that's
of the
why
world.
I think of, like, when I think of Aaron Judge and I see him getting walked, like.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it sucks. I want him to hit the 61, but that's like,
that's
you know that you're better off walking him because whatever that pitcher throws to him, he's going to hit, and he's going to hit hard.
Well, and no one has ever said, in the history of anything ever, no one has ever said, oh, I really don't want to compete with him. Talking about me.
Right.
Compete with Slim at whatever it was, sports.
Right.
Or no one has ever said, I don't want to go up against
same with
that
me.
Guy.
Nobody. I played baseball my whole life. Nobody intentionally
no one
walked
ever
me.
Said, yeah.
There was never a manager who walked out of the club as long as I played baseball all the way to 18, travel baseball. Nobody ever walked out of the dugout as a manager went, give him four.
Right.
Nobody. Everybody was like, give him one. He's going to hit it to the shortstop. He sucks.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
I'm Laszlo. That's Slim Fast. Snow Cone. Did you bet on?
Yeah, I finally
you bet
I
on
made
the
some more
U.S.
bets.
Versus Saudi Arabian soccer.
Yeah, I did.
You bet a lot of soccer, man, for a guy
because it's on while we're here.
For a guy who got removed from the fourth grade team for lack of effort.
It's because I scored on our own goal.
I know, and a complete lack of effort.
Look, I think it's
it just
it's
seems like you bet a lot.
Flip of the coin, so you know, and I like that it's on while we're here. He got us this TV; we can sit here and watch
it. I will tell you,
and the app makes it very easy. I won't say which app.
Right. Well, I mean, and Nick Wright is you know, he's a superstar.
He is,
and he's a friend of us. He's on the show all the time. He's you know, first things first on Fox Sports. He tells us what to bet. It doesn't always work, but I will tell you. If you're curious, and by the way, I'm not going to tell you which app, because everybody has a sports betting app sponsorship but us.
Yep.
And we're the only ones who use it daily.
We're all constantly on the app. Different apps.
Constantly different yeah. apps, but constantly on it and betting money. That said, we need a sports betting sponsor.
Oh, yeah. I have people ask me over like Instagram stuff, hey, what app do you use? I'm like, there's lots of them. I'm not going to tell you.
I won't tell you.
But just in case, because we're waiting
for
a sponsorship.
Did you win? Who won?
I did actually win a little bit of money, which is good because my account was getting low. So, and I don't know what, I must have bet the exact score, but somehow I won $35. So
nice.
That's pretty good.
I'm telling you, man, I still have so much money from that. I bet the first pitch in the bottom of the first for Aaron Judge to hit. It was extra base hit, and he hit a double on the first pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 5,000.
Damn.
Yeah, I just throw money at stuff now. Except last night, that game. I'm like, I don't.
That was a tough one to bet on.
Well,
it
these
was.
Teams like they just. I don't
we don't know anything about them. Really. Yep. No, that was.
They got two good running backs, but I don't know. I don't know the Giants, right?
Yeah, and they were in
the
New York.
The Cowboys.
Yeah.
Cooper Rush. I don't know. That was a tough game to bet. I know you guys won a little bit, but I just stopped it.
I'm betting Royals Tigers now.
Ooh.
Why not? Huh? Why not? Oh, Zach Greinke. I like picking the team by how many runs. That's my favorite. I probably bet too many times to the point where when I win, I'm not even winning anything. It seems like I still win money, though. I just pick the run score.
Anyway, all right.
Oh, we got a doom score.
What
we
are you doing that? Doom
scrolling.
Scroll real quick.
Yes, okay.
Brought to you by Doom Scrolling. Brought to you by an app.
Yes.
That allows betting in the state of Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
But we won't tell you which one.
The Hurricane. Hurricane Ian, I think.
And the truth is, we use different ones, right?
We all, yeah, I think
yeah, we all
do. We've all kind of fallen in love with the different
right?
one.
Yeah.
Or do we use, me and you use the same
no,
one?
No, I think you two mostly use different ones. I think.
I'll just beep it. I use.
Okay, I don't use that one.
Right. That's what I thought.
What do you use?
I use.
I use.
There you go. See? So, but when we get that sponsor, if we
it'll
get that sponsor,
one, just one.
That's all I'll be using. Hurricane Ian.
Yeah, it's going to our retirement home.
That's why. That's why I bring it up. Yeah, it is. You know, Tampa is in a bad spot. I don't know what the different zones are, but I kept reading that Tampa's zone A, they've been told to evacuate. I heard someone saying that if they don't evacuate, they should plan on having a boat because their houses could be underwater. They're saying the storm could get stuck along the coast there. Laszlo, our house, our retirement home, is south of this, but it's unfortunately in the red. Each time I look at the map for the updates, there it is. It is in the red. Right. My mother-in-law, I talked to her last night. She says she's, you know, that they're preparing or whatever and a little nervous, but hopefully everything will be okay. But, you know, I just hope that this doesn't wreck our plans, Lazo, because we are getting older and older, and this is kind of our whole plan, is just to retire in this house together.
Byron, here along the Hillsborough River, just one of the bodies of water so susceptible around Tampa Bay. So let me start you out with latest track. And what's ending up happening is you've got this stationary front that's going to kind of catch it, slow it down.
So that's the part I could understand, but it sounds like what they're saying is there's a storm.
Sure.
And that, or a front, or whatever, and it's going to slow down the hurricane right on the coast. So it's just going to spin there.
And let it spin way too close to the coast here of Florida. Where it makes exact landfall is still unclear. But unfortunately, right now, we still have the surge threat up. Heavy rain inland. You could see 5 to even 20 inches of rain with this. And then tornadoes, also a threat, all the way to the satellite coast or up to Jacksonville.
Tornadoes, also a threat, all the way up to Jacksonville. What's with I didn't know that hurricanes led to tornadoes.
Yeah, but the tornadoes spin off of them.
I had no idea. Did you know that, Snow Cone?
No.
I always thought that people that lived in hurricane areas are like, well, you know, it sounds scary where you live because you have tornadoes. And I'm like, yeah, but you have hurricanes. Those are worse. I just always thought that tornadoes were one of those things, kind of like if you live in an area where it doesn't snow. I just thought Florida doesn't get tornadoes.
Right? Oh, they get them, yeah.
But they do. Okay. Well, like I said, I'm keeping an eye on this map, Lazo. Hopefully, we'll be okay. And they've done a good job, it sounds like, preparing the house. So, you know what? We'll rebuild stronger, better if we have to. Parents, the FDA, the DEA, are wanting you to be aware of a dangerous new product that has hit the streets. We've seen all of these drug cartels come up with, you know, we've got fake Adderall and fake painkillers, things that look like prescription pills, and they turn out to just be meth or fentanyl. Well, now they're making what looks like, it looks like on Valentine's Day when someone would get a bag and it's got the multicolored little sweet tarts in it, you know?
Yeah.
That's what they look like. They look like little candy sweet tarts, and they're all the colors of the rainbow. You know, red and yellow and blue and green, it looks exactly like candy. These little tablets, though, are apparently just fentanyl. And they're doing it because, I guess, according to the woman from the DEA, they are trying to target younger and younger users. I'm thinking, like, younger to the point where I won't try it unless it looks like sweet tarts, or it's just trying to kill kids. You know, which is it? I don't really understand.
This morning, the head of the Drug Enforcement Administration, Ann Milgram, outlining what they're doing to fight an emerging threat.
What exactly are you talking about when you say rainbow fentanyl? They're making rainbow-colored pills, so all the colors of the rainbow. They're also making fentanyl powder that's colored different colors.
Why do you think they're doing that?
So we believe that they're doing this to get new users, to appeal to younger users. It looks like candy. And in fact, some of the drug traffickers have nicknamed it sweet tarts.
Okay. I really don't understand this targeting younger people. I understand what that means, but the idea that you'd be targeting someone who's only going to be appealed by this drug because they think it's candy, to me sounds like you're just trying to poison someone. Mm-hmm. I also, Snow Cone, you've done drugs. I've done similar drugs.
Allegedly.
When you see the fentanyl pills, I always assume that like they're trying to hurt someone, right? Like this cartel was trying to get their dealer in trouble.
Fentanyl pill.
Who's getting these fentanyl pills and asking for more? Because she makes it sound like they're trying to get people hooked. I know that fentanyl is extremely dangerous, can be deadly. Mm-hmm. There's also about 50 to 100 different types of fentanyl and you know, levels of strength and all that stuff. But are there a lot of people that I with all the drugs I've ever been offered, bought, done?
Yeah, I've never seen
I don't
seen
recall
it.
Anyone ever saying, like, I've got these. They're like pain pills. They've got
fentanyl.
I've never seen it.
I've never seen it just around.
I have seen people who get something from, like, a nurse at a hospital. They'll steal actual morphine or the fentanyl. What do they use? They're like stickers, right? The pouches or something. Or those lollipops. I've heard of people getting those that were used in hospitals, and it was usually stolen by a healthcare worker. I've never seen someone offer up just fentanyl, but it seems like it's very common, and maybe it's one of these things where, who knows, Snow Cone, maybe we tried something and it had fentanyl in it and we didn't know it and we just thought this is really good. But it would seem to me that if you're trying to buy something like MDMA or Adderall or whatever, that fentanyl is not going to make you think it's a higher quality product.
No,
maybe it just gets, but I mean, it's a totally different high that you're going for there. And I don't know if these, look at these things, Lazo. I mean, they're rainbow fentanyl. If the DEA is serious and these things are all over the place, then I don't know, maybe people are being offered straight up fentanyl. But I guess, Lazo, this is another one of those examples where, and they showed on the news bags and bags and bags of these things that have supposedly been caught. And see, these here actually have the markings on them of an Adderall. I think that, what's the M on, look up Pillfinder, Snowcone, look up M on one side, 30 on the other. I think that's like a muscle relaxer, but look, they look like candy. Yeah. I mean, is this something you have to talk to your kids about, especially now that they're getting older?
It just shows up as counterfeit.
I think it does. Really? Okay. All of them.
News stories about it.
What's that?
Like, that doesn't bother me. It's like, you know what it is.
That's what
I know
asking.
What it is. Nobody's going to hand you like, hey, man, you want a sweet tart? Like that's not the way the world works. You're not getting tricked into it. You know what it is.
Oh, it is marked as oxycodone. That's what
right?
that is.
You know what it is when someone offers you that. You know, it's, you may not know exactly what it is. You know it's a drug of some sort.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You just got to have people make good choices.
But if you think it's MDMA, you know, or ecstasy or whatever, and you're like, oh, here, and then it turns out to just be fentanyl, is it going to kill you?
Yes,
no,
that's why I have to say, like, don't do any of that.
Right, you just can't. You just,
and I'm
you
sorry.
Can't, you can't trust
I'm
it.
I'm sorry. I grew up in the 80s. We could do it all.
Yep.
We snorted coke and got abortions. It was a crazy time, but we did it.
You can't even get coke now.
And nobody told your mom about it either.
Right.
It was just weird.
Now there's just
now
fentanyl
you just
can't.
Now just everybody dies. You snort something, you die.
Yeah, if it doesn't,
get
doesn't
abortion,
come from the pharmacy.
You die. But apparently the government will put you in prison and kill you and the doctor. Like, I don't know. But it's a different world. You can't do it. Sorry.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What are you doing?
Well, I read this story, and I wanted to get your opinion.
Sure.
Involves OnlyFans and a very popular content creator on OnlyFans. This is her, Laszlo, right here. That's what she looks like.
I'm a fan.
Okay. And I think there might be another picture here where you can actually see her right there. There she is. So this is who we're talking about. She's the OnlyFans star. And apparently she's popular on OnlyFans because they said that she's like in the top 1% of content creators on OnlyFans.
Really?
Yep. Her name's Bella Grace. It says she's in the 0.1% of top creators on OnlyFans. So she had a career, according to this, in healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was a nurse,
okay,
something along those lines. And then she decided, you know what? I'm making more money on OnlyFans.
Sure.
I'm just going to do this because she had more money coming in from the subscriptions than she did from her job. But she still has the background, right? The medical background, the nursing or whatever. So there's on OnlyFans, I guess you can do like webcam type things, right, where you can look at each other. I didn't know for sure that that was an option, but it makes sense that that's an option on there. You know, when you go through OnlyFans, you've never gotten it to work, have you? You ever been able to sign up for one and look at it?
No.
Because the credit card
thing, yeah.
It is a pain in the ass.
No, like, take a picture of yourself. I'm like, what? I don't know.
Oh, really?
When mine was we want a picture of your ID or something. I'm like, I don't need anybody.
Yeah. Facebook asked me for that the other day. I was like, boy, I guess. I don't know.
Well, my thing is I'd probably give it to Facebook because whatever. But this was like, I don't know.
It's OnlyFans.
Yeah, my face, I'm masturbating all the time. I'm like, man, you know what? I'm going to opt out.
Yeah. And like, it's like, well,
Pornhub never asked me for my ID.
No, they don't. And they never say, like, use your Gmail to sign in or your home address. Like, I don't need it to say, you know, here's so-and-so that lives at this address, and here's a picture of him, and he's the one. But, like, why can't you be a little more anonymous?
I like to be,
you can do it anonymously somehow. I don't know. I've looked into it, but you can change the name and stuff and make it discreet so that you're not putting your real information up there. But, yeah, and I know that they said there's, like, a profile photo or something, which must be what you're talking about, right, that you can make the profile photo whatever you want. But, anyway, obviously a lot of people use OnlyFans, and it's kind of designed to be consumed on a phone or a tablet. It's, you know, because a lot of the videos are vertical videos, and it's obviously a vertical scrolling screen, and you're going through looking at their content. Now, I knew that one of the popular things is we've talked about this in the past where OnlyFans creators send out, you know, they say, hey, we'll do custom videos or custom whatever, and you tell us what you want, and we'll do it for you. I knew they did that. But apparently they also do some sort of live. It's possible, at least, to do. And maybe you just pay someone and say, hey, will you FaceTime me?
Sure.
And maybe that's what they do. I don't know. But she was having some sort of X-rated video chat with one of her customers. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's getting, according to this article, hot and heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And Bella noticed that the man on the chat that she was talking to, that one of his testicles was bigger than the other.
Mm.
So she stops whatever she's doing. And she urges him to go get it checked out. And the doctors end up revealing that he has a very aggressive form of testicular cancer.
Oh, wow.
And they caught it in the nick of time, according to them. Quote, I said, honestly, I do think you should get it checked out. And it took me about 4 or 5 weeks to actually convince him. So she told him this and then kept telling him, hey, did you go to the doctor? Did you go to the doctor? He did turn around and say, look, I'm really embarrassed about it. I don't actually want to go. You know, go have it looked at. Honestly, just go. You'll be fine. She says, just get a peace of mind that everything's going to be okay. So the man, he's understandably incredibly grateful to Bella for her intervention. He says, quote, I can't thank Bella enough for encouraging me to make that doctor's appointment. I honestly didn't think anything was wrong. And then it goes on to say that testicular cancer is the most common form Yeah, it's testicular cancer is the most common form of the disease. I assume they mean cancer.
Right.
For men in their late 20s and early 30s, according to the National Health something. Typical symptoms include painless swelling of one of the testicles. So, and then they give like stats of how many people are diagnosed with it and how treatable it is, but you got to catch it in time. Here's my question for you, Laszlo.
Yes, please.
Should that be a no diagnosis zone? Because any place I go where they might diagnose me with something, I then become anxious about and don't go to. Like, as an example, I always hated going to the doctor because the doctor could tell me I was dying. And when I was in fifth grade, they did, which is what led to, I think, most of this anxiety. But I could go to the dentist because the dentist wasn't going to tell me he was dying. And then after about 10 years of going to the same dentist, he suddenly started checking my mouth for mouth cancer. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, it's a new thing we do. We're checking for cancer. And I said, don't do that. Don't start checking my mouth for cancer because I come here knowing that this isn't a place you're going to give me terminal news. It's just a teeth place. And he's like, well, it's no big deal. We just look and said, I don't want you to do it. Quit checking my mouth. I don't want to come in here and think today I could get the news that I'm dying. And now if you do that to me on OnlyFans, I mean, look, maybe you just say I'm no longer doing live video chats, but that's got to be embarrassing. She's saying something about it. And then you're thinking to yourself, according to this, it doesn't hurt. I don't know. You know, I don't know how much bigger it was, but it was big enough for her to notice it. She claims because she's a nurse that she knew something was wrong.
Everybody's good.
Right. But just saying, if you're in a video chat and you find out that the person on the other end is a doctor or a nurse,
it'd be nice, though.
You think so? I mean, it could have saved this guy's life, possibly, but...
Yeah, I think it'd be nice.
One thing I will say, and you can believe me or not, but I've never...
I'd be like, put on that nurse's outfit.
I've never turned on my camera in one of those chat things.
Me neither.
I've never done
turned
that.
It on. Never.
And I assumed I assumed that most people
I paid money
don't.
For them.
Me too.
Yeah, a lot of times. When they first came out, I was like, oh, yeah, let me do that. And then a couple times I looked at my credit card bill, I was like, God damn.
It's a lot. Well, they do it like a casino.
$1.99 a minute or something. Like, man.
But it's all credits. And you're like, how many credits do I have? That way you
buy 100 more, whatever. And then I was like, oh, no. Oh, no.
As soon as you orgasm, you're like, what have I done? And especially when you see that bill. But
that's when you say, what have I done? Not after I orgasm. I'm like,
yeah.
I go, so maybe I'll do that again in an hour.
Oh, see, I usually have the regret. It's right there. Like, oh, no.
Well, my regret is the credit card bill. That used to be it. Like, you're kidding me.
Well, I assumed that most people, you know, wanted it to be a one-way thing. But it seems like, and they will, did you ever have one ask you, hey, turn on your camera?
All the time.
Where's your camera? Right. And I was like, I'm not turning it on. Like, come on, turn it on. It helps. I'm like, I'm not going to help you.
No.
You seeing me isn't going to help anybody or anything.
No.
But then you see these news reports where they talk about, you know, guys video chatting with girls, and it always shows censored out.
Yeah. No,
wieners,
and
I'm not doing that. And if I had sons, that might be a piece of advice I would give.
No, don't put yourself on camera.
Look, you know, if you want to go to, what's it called? What's the big one? Chatterbait, right? Isn't that the big?
I've never been to that one, but yeah.
Oh, you went to different ones. You're like an indie webcam guy.
I don't remember which one. One was, you know, it was years, honestly, I'm being honest.
When they were new, I know.
It was something that was advertised to me. And some of them were hard to log into. For whatever reason, this one was easy.
And that's all it takes.
I was like, there you go.
Yep. I avoided them forever because I thought that's too expensive. I don't need that.
Well, you go in and talk to the girls and it's free or whatever, and then it costs money to go into like
a private one.
Right, a private thing. So you check it out for free for a while. This one was just easy, and then it was like, you want to go in and put your credit card information? I was like, yeah, I'm so horny, I'll give you all my information.
Absolutely. Whatever my limit is, I'll just max it out. Hell, I'll go on the app right now and see if I can increase the limit because
it means nothing to me.
This is going to be worth it. But yeah, just keep it one-sided. That's all.
Yep.
Even if she's asking, I mean, why do that? I also don't like the idea of you get a review. You know, like Uber, you rate the drivers and now they also rate you as the rider.
Right, sure.
Like, you know, is this person polite or whatever? Okay. But when you do that with porn, I don't need a rating. I don't need content creators at OnlyFans rating me and saying, you know, he's either good or bad. Just leave it. But the medical thing, I thought, man, that could really put a damper on, you know, webcamming. But then again, what are the odds that that's going to happen? And she saved his life. Also, real quick, how hard is it, do you think, to become a successful OnlyFans creator? I mean, look, this girl's beautiful.
There's a lot of competition out there.
Right. But if you looked at her, and this is no offense.
No, she would be someone I click on.
Right.
Me like, neither. She'd be somebody I'd talk to,
Snow
not
cone?
Someone I'd click on.
Would you follow, would you pay to follow her
I closer to
club?
Him.
No, because, I mean, I've told John we were, like, amateur stuff.
But she is an amateur.
Well,
she's doing it for home. She's making videos. Would you, because you can just subscribe to her page with all of her videos, her private videos, right? She's cute.
Sure.
But she's a top 0.1% content creator. Guys,
I feel like all of them say that.
Maybe she's the one that told this newspaper, whatever it is, she's the one that told them that she was 0.1 and they didn't look into it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That'd be nice, though, wouldn't it?
1% content creator?
I think we can sell like our podcast on OnlyFans. Don't people now do non-pornography stuff on there?
Mm-hmm. On OnlyFans?
I think so.
I remember
like
Cardi B was on.
You want to do our podcast on OnlyFans?
Yeah, at one point OnlyFans said they're getting rid of porn. Remember that?
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, never mind. We changed our mind about getting rid of porn. But yeah, they wanted to just be for like content creators. And people
We do an OnlyFans, then we have to do it naked.
I think so. And we have to do a penis show.
Take our shirts off.
Yeah. And like once a month there's a penis show or something for our top 5% subscribers. Whatever it is that you want. Something, you know, that...
You're the penis show guy.
That's fine. That's fine. We can do that.
We can do the boing, 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 boing.
Yeah, we could.
Oh, okay.
That's got to be like a grand prize. You get to see that.
Right. Top 1% gets to see the boing, boing, boing.
The first 100 people who subscribe
and
stay subscribed
for
a year, they get to see that thing. And it is something.
Yep. It's something different. Like a diving board.
It's like a cartoon.
Yeah, a small diving board like that. The Roadrunner would jump off on.
Yep.
All right, that's it.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
What
are you doing?
All right, I've got this
I'm going to try to get hammered tonight. We got an early meeting with a big boss tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Those are nights I like to just get loaded.
Yeah, clears your mind.
Well, you know? And it also, like, it just puts pressure on you. Like, it's like, oh, man, you know you've got to do this. She's not going to do that. She's
get
in.
Up early
We've never met before. I got to get up. It's like, it really is the most pressure you can put on yourself is just start getting drunk.
It's like a game.
Oh, right.
Every
and
time
then, like,
I drink,
can
it's,
I make
it's
this.
Like that. Yeah, every time I drink, it's like, can I stay out of trouble?
On.
Can I stay out of trouble? Can I get up in the morning?
Yes, we can, because we don't have to be here until ever, really.
Right.
But for the most part, you know, if we're here by noon, one, we're early.
Yeah, well, that's just it. This is early tomorrow.
My lifestyle, people are like, how do you drink every night? I'm like, I don't have to be to work until 1 o'clock. And then when I get there, I like to have a drink.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not like I'm doing construction,
right.
Ripping cigs.
Right, exactly, yeah. And you can go to bed at 2 a.m.
I can go to
wake
bed
up
at 5 a.m.
Wake up at 9 a.m. and you got 7 hours of sleep.
If I go
think,
to bed at
math,
5 a.m.
5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah,
I can still
hours.
Sleep till noon.
Right, you still get a full night's sleep.
Yeah.
So, and this is early for us tomorrow, but it's like 10:30 or something.
I know that's
not
depression.
It's not early. We're like, woof.
Right.
Oh boy, can I get out of the house that early? I don't
Though
know.
It is for me.
What?
That's early for me.
Of course, me too. We've been doing this for
so
20
now
years.
So I'm gonna push it. I'm gonna push it tonight and get drunk.
I like that. I like that.
Maybe go see the Cult.
Yeah, the Cult is playing tonight.
To
I found out about this from the gas station attendant that I see every day. He asked if I was going. I had no idea that show was going on. You need to know about more shows. You need to get more updates. You need to figure that out. Yeah, I would
go?
Like to, I would like to go.
I got two tickets, me and you, buddy.
I'm down. I'm All totally
right,
down.
Let's
do it. Things that people...
I like the Cult.
How do they word this? That's what I figured when the guy asked me today. I was like, well, Laszlo must be going to this or want to go if he finds out about it. I know you missed the national show.
I
felt bad. I knew that it was happening.
I
and
didn't
I just
know.
Kept...
I saw it afterwards. I was like, are you kidding me?
My friend kept asking me for tickets, and I said, I looked for them. I don't have any. And I said, but I guarantee. And he said, well, look, you tried to help. Do you want to go? I'll buy tickets. He said they were really expensive. I don't know why. But he's like, you know, I'll buy you tickets. And I'm like, I don't want you to waste money because that's not really my thing. But, man, Laszlo will be there. I'm almost positive. He's a huge fan.
I miss it.
Then the day after the show, I was like, why didn't anybody tell me the Nationals here? So you definitely would have gone to that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I really just figured, that, you know, I don't know why. Sorry, I should have said something. These are things that people use as an excuse for their entire personality, to describe their entire personality. So it's 19 specific things that people are quick to turn into themselves or their entire personality, right? Now,
okay.
I read through these, and I think a lot of these, it's not so much the person is doing it, but society is. Like, the very first example they give is being a sports fan, right? Okay, think about Nick Wright. He's a sports fan. When I think of Nick Wright, I usually think of sports first. I think about him tweeting about basketball, baseball, football, something, right? Nick is a sports guy. But it's also his career and what he gets paid to do. So is he really the one making it his whole personality, or are we? Like, he does it for work. Yes, he's a sports guy, but is that he didn't ask to be necessarily, or maybe he did because he's doing the job. I don't know. That one doesn't bother me at all. And the next one ties into this, because the next one they gave is just a person's job. Generic, whatever it is, their job becomes their entire personality. Okay, again, though, what if that is the people around them making that their entire personality? I know some people would make it their entire personality. I don't know exactly how you do that. I guess it's one of these people that you work with. Maybe they're a small business owner. I don't know. And that's all they talk about.
Right.
Maybe. I don't think I know a lot of people otherwise. You know, I know a guy who's a science professor or something. He doesn't talk about it. I was trying to think of all the people I know with cool different jobs, and I don't think they make it theirs. Do we make it ours?
I don't talk about it that much when I'm out.
I really don't talk about work much, but our social media.
If I'm on a plane, people ask me what I do, I lie.
Me too. I say I'm in sales. Is that what you say?
I used to say I work at Sprint because there's so many people there. It was such a good thing. But now if I say I work at Sprint, people are like, really?
Right. Wait.
Now
what?
You got a whole other conversation. We're one of the five people left, so now I just make up stuff.
Yeah. Companies that don't exist anymore. I work for Sprint.
Try dumb stuff. Like, I've done, like, I work for Texas Instruments. They're like, that? I'm like, yeah, we make calculators and stuff. Yep. So schools.
Yep.
And then people go, cool. And then very they get cool. back to their book.
I tell them I work here. I just tell them I'm in sales. I use the company's name. Yeah. I say I work for Odyssey, a company called Odyssey. Yeah, I do sales for them. Yeah. And then that's it.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes, though, I was in an Uber a couple weeks ago, and Brooke's sister was talking to the Uber driver and then tells him, well, my brother-in-law here, Reed, he works at the radio station, blah, blah, blah. Do you know the station? And does the whole thing.
That.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Stop it.
Right. I work in sales. Come on. Right. He didn't ask what we did for a living. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Maybe I turn that into my whole personality, or you would think it, because my social media is all kind of tied to radio. But outside of work, I love not talking about work. Don't you?
Yeah, for sure.
And I like my job.
I mean, but I do have relationships with people where I come home and, you know, bitch about it or whatever.
Sure, sure. Everyone has that, right?
Yeah. I don't think it's my full personality, but it can be part of it.
Right.
Things I'm upset with, whatever.
But you don't have like a microphone tattoo on your neck and you're not, you know, collecting stereos like Baba
Booey. I have
Bowie.
A big on-air sign on my back, tattooed on my back.
Oh, yeah,
says
that's
on
right.
air.
On air. I do like that.
Right.
The next thing that people turn into their whole personality is
my license plate says DJ.
Yeah, see, that's now you're turning into your personality.
On air.
On air.
On air.
Live.
Radio guy. RDIOGY. Radio
mm-hmm.
guy.
Mm-hmm.
More like radio.
I know someone just like that.
Harry Potter is the next one.
People love that thing.
I know people love it. I don't know that I have met a full-on Harry Potter that's their whole personality. They certainly talk about it, but it's also been a while. You know, those books.
People
know still
do talk
like
about
it
a lot, though, if they like it. They love you. You all right, it's not their whole personality, but you can't go on a date with someone if they're a big Harry Potter fan and it not come up within the first 3 days.
That's true.
It's going to come up.
Three dates? Yeah.
Three
that's
dates.
True.
They're going to be like, you like Harry Potter? Like, I mean,
I'm House Bumblecore or whatever. Right.
It's
Mumblecore.
It's going to be like, what house are you in?
Yeah. I don't, and now I can't think of the house.
Mumblecore.
Houses,
I'm in your mom's house.
Yeah.
There's Gryffindor, house emo. Slytherin,
oh,
Hufflepuff.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Hufflepuff. Ravenclaw. I think I'm a Hufflepuff.
Mumblecore.
I think I'm a Hufflepuff. The next thing that people turn into their whole personality is politicians they follow, which I totally understand.
Yeah,
that. You get super into politics and
that's
then
it.
You become real partisan and it becomes your whole thing and you talk about politics all the time. You're on Facebook a lot. Your
and
blood pressure's high.
I'm wearing a Bernie Sanders
shirt right now. Right. That can be us during, you know.
Oh, for sure.
Election season.
Yeah, during the season.
It becomes something that we can't really go more than an hour without talking about, I'd say. But the last, how long has Biden been in office? Almost 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Something like that? Okay. Because I've really just avoided it. And you've noticed in doom scrolling, I hardly ever talk about the president or any of that stuff. It's just I needed a break from it. They said that people who live in certain cities will turn that whole city into their personality. You know,
oh,
I'm a New
true.
Yorker. Or they used examples even in Europe of like people in Amsterdam.
I feel like we do it more here.
We do. I've got a case in
town. Yeah, I mean, like I was in town, I don't remember exactly what band it was. But we were walking around and they were like, 90% of the people we see have a KC shirt on.
Sort
of KC. Like, that's not like where I grew up. People just didn't walk around with Detroit shirts.
I think
it wasn't a thing. I mean, some people had it, and you saw my Made in Detroit jacket. There are some things, but not as much as it is here. It is a big thing to wear a KC shirt in Kansas City. It is big.
I remember
like City Pride is it's big here.
It must have been the same band because I remember someone in a band telling me that. They said, you know what's interesting? We just played St. Louis. That's what they told me. And we think with St. Louis would be similar to Kansas City, but we come to Kansas City and it seems like you guys have a lot more
civic
pride.
What was that band? It was a girl.
It was? Okay, so mine was definitely a guy telling me this. I was thinking it might have been one of the first times I met Glass Animals, but maybe not.
Mm-mm.
Whoever it was, they said they played St. Louis the night before. I know that. And they were like, wow, you walk around Kansas City and everyone here has Kansas City stuff on. The other thing people will use as their entire personality is the generation they were born in. I'm a Gen Xer. I'm a millennial. I'm a whatever else. I'm a baby boomer. Again, do people do that? Well, I guess they do, sure. There's people who could maybe say I'm a Gen Xer and make that their whole thing.
I think a lot of people, and people, you know, Gen Z, and I'm a millennial.
Yeah. Bikers, Harley Davidson, that becomes their whole personality. Yes. That I don't know how that happens to people. I don't know if when they're kids, they're like, I can't wait to own a Harley when I'm older. Or if you get to a certain age, you're like, I make money, I have a little bit extra, maybe I could buy this Harley and see if I like it. But once you get one, it seems like everything becomes Harley.
Mm-hmm.
Harley shirts, Harley boots, Harley.
And then your family's
everything.
Buying you
Harley
stuff just constantly.
Exactly, yeah. That's a huge one. Crypto, I do have a crypto friend. He talks a little bit less about it now probably because of the crash and everything that's been going on. But that definitely, for a while, it was all he talked about. was crypto, which I didn't mind because I don't know anything about it, so I felt like I was learning something, but it definitely became his personality. People who make, this is what they say, here's the quote, being overworked and barely sleeping, end quote. I know these people. These people only talk about work. I work all the culture. Time. Huh, yeah, and just I can't get anything done. Sorry, I've just got so much work to do, and that's all it is. Mm. There's the Disney people. There's specifically two, the Winnie the Pooh people.
Mm.
I've met two Winnie the Pooh people in my life. Really? These were adult women. Mm. They had jeans that had Winnie the Pooh embroidered on them. Everything in their house was Winnie the Pooh. Mm. But the Disney thing, yes, I know a Disney person. She'll take a picture at home. She's a mother. She'll take a picture at home for Instagram or something. She'll put on the Disney ears. Ugh. She has Minnie Mouse tattooed on her arm.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Everything. You don't know this one.
Okay.
So you might know another one, but you don't know this one. It's all Disney. Let's see. Other things people turn into their personality, their pickup trucks. Okay. Not as much as Harley, though. You know what I mean? Yeah, they get
Harley's
a pickup truck.
That's your personality.
That's a big one. Smoking weed, potheads.
Oh, potheads.
Everything
heads
is
for
about
sure.
weed. Yeah. I know one of those, at least. Well, I guess maybe I know a couple,
yeah,
but
for sure.
It's just funny how potheads... I had a pothead ask me to do a favor. I had to go over to their house, mm-hmm. and they asked me to let the dog out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I texted and I said, hey, I let the dog out. And they said, great, I really appreciate it. There should be a couple bulls sitting around there. Feel free to smoke as much as you want before you go. Like, I wanted to do that.
Right,
you know what I mean?
It's
like,
right.
I'm good, but thank you very much. But it's, you can't go more than maybe 20 minutes without pot coming mm-hmm. up. Mm-hmm. And you know those people that come over to your house or you go to hang out with them, and they forgot their pot pen or whatever, and they start looking for it, and they constantly bum pot from you. Mm-hmm. Plenty of potheads. I definitely know plenty of potheads, and they do make it. And some of them will go so far as to wear the marijuana leaf shirts
and hang
the blacklight stuff.
And tell you that, you know, hemp makes better rope.
Yes.
Right.
Usually they grow out of that.
Right.
But I don't know. The next one says sex, and they said, I don't even mean sexuality. I mean guys who stalk online to try and ask people, you know, ask girls if they can direct message them and then start talking about their bodies and whatever. Basically, she's describing what it sounds like to me is horny men, right? So she's not talking about gender. She's just talking about horny men who are always horny, and that becomes their entire personality.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's all you see because you only see them when you log
that's
on to
me.
Reddit or whatever. CrossFit.
That's me. CrossFit guys for sure.
Yeah, but that's a little less now too, right? That went through, I think it peaked a while back, but there were those CrossFit people.
Well, you still see it though. I mean, it's not as big of a deal, but you still see a lot of CrossFit shirts.
Oh my.
But that doesn't bother me. I'm like, I mean, some of those things, right?
You're working out. I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. I'm like, man, you're doing something good.
My father-in-law bought a CrossFit gym because it was going to go out of business. He did CrossFit there, so he just bought it. And so now he owns a CrossFit gym.
We should go.
We should definitely go. Well, you know, when we retire, I guess, we can see if he's going to open the gym down there. We got to see.
Does he have one here?
He's got one here, yeah. Well, he's got it at the lake, actually, when I think about it. Sorry.
That's too far.
Hey, you know, if you go down there for the weekend, whatever. Driving a Tesla, people say that those people turn that into the personality. They do a little bit. I know one. He was very excited. He got one of the Model 3s or whatever. He had needed a car, didn't plan on getting a Tesla, ends up with one. He wanted to tell people about it. I wasn't mad at him. I didn't judge him. I could tell that he was very excited. And we were at a party, and everyone he talked to, it didn't take long before he brought up the Tesla.
Right.
A lot of times other people brought it up, though. It's cool.
Right.
If you go to a friend's house and they've suddenly got a Tesla, you're going to ask them about it. But there are those people that make it their whole personality.
Yeah.
The people who say they just don't give an F and they turn that into their entire personality, I think what they're talking about is like nihilist, right? I don't give an F. Nothing matters. I don't care. But that's just a Debbie Downer, right?
Yeah.
That's not really a personality trait. I would say of all these things, the one that is the most true is the Harley thing.
Yeah, I think so.
And you're right, Snowcone. The Harley thing is a snowball effect because you get the bike.
Right.
You're like, you know what? I will get a shirt.
Yeah.
And then it becomes, I know what to get this person.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to buy Harley stuff for them because it makes it easy to shop for them.
Right.
Now everything is Harley. What is Snowcone's personality? Like, what does he make his entire personality? I think audiobooks and Bernie Sanders.
And
yeah.
Bernie.
No, Bernie
audio
Sanders. He's
Bernie
a Bernie Sanders.
Sanders
guy.
Yeah.
I'm a Bernie bro.
Right, like, every shirt he has is a Bernie Sanders guy.
Well, I have one Bernie Sanders shirt.
No, you have two.
No, you have more from the average shirt.
Right,
Rage Against the Machine with a Bernie Sanders.
You're right. You're right.
You got a shirt you're wearing today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, twice a week you're wearing a Bernie Sanders shirt.
Why? Yeah.
Nobody else, no one really knows if he's alive still.
I'm a Bernie bro. That's right.
Yep. I think of audiobooks and Bernie when I think of Snowcone.
I can't believe Kanye Game of Thrones didn't come up.
No.
You know what? It's becoming, Game of Thrones has started to become that. With all
sure.
the podcast listening and everything else, maybe I'm just trying to deny it because I don't want it to be real, but I'm happy that you found something. For Lazo, I'd say it's whiskey and Lucky Strikes. I mean, that's kind of
my personality.
Well, no, but we're talking about things that aren't actually personality, but people can attach and say this is what they think of as a personality. I'm not saying you do that, but if I was going, if I was going to, well, you use those things, but if I was going to ascribe one to, I think that's the coolest way to describe
it. So you would say, all right, so they'd be like, hey, what's Lazlo like in person? You'd be like,
he's the kind of guy who likes whiskey.
He drinks whiskey and smokes Lucky Strikes. That's enough.
Yep.
And if you said, if they said, what's Snow Cone like? You'd be like, I don't know. He likes Bernie Sanders.
Listens to audiobooks. Yeah.
I think that's good.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. What's going on?
I think we're done.
We are?
Yes. Sorry, we don't have the OnlyFans up and running yet, but hopefully soon.
Yeah, can you fix that, Snow Cone?
I'm working on it.
Until then, go to Laszlo.church, right?
Please go there and just go there to get the links for all of our, you know, our subreddit and our social media accounts and follow all those things.
Right. And then, is there a way for people to get in touch with you, Snow Cone?
Yeah.
On that website?
Well, they can always email me, spencer.wolf with two F's.
Right, we should put that up there so they can click on it. If you own a business or something, you want to, you know, sponsor the show, we can do some trade, whatever you want to do.
Yes, mm-hmm. You can also message Snowcone via the Church of Laszlo Instagram
and
Twitter.
Instagram. Right. Yeah, I'll find it.
We see every message.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Laszlo.church, right?
Yep.
That's it. Good show, Bernie Sanders. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.